The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Speaking of reap what you sow, I don't know whether you read Monday's West Australian with esteemed journalist, chief reporter Ben Harvey, had a bit of a crack at a small country town called Manjimup.
That's the one where if you have a drink at the Manjimup pub, you come out with a mullet and a meth. Did he get cop some stick for that? I haven't seen him since.
So much so that he's joined us on the line this morning because I think he may have had a little road trip. Ben Harvey, are you dead,
man?
You okay, buddy?
Yes.
Where are you?
Fine.
Where are you?
I've just left Christofferson's Signature in Manjimup, where I dragged our photographer, Daniela Burles, because I'm a tragic for a good shed and good wood.
Yes,
and
yes.
So we've just spent half an hour down there as one of the many wonderful sights in glorious Manjimup.
Have you probably had your tyres slashed and don't know it, Ben?
No. There was a protection order. I was not allowed to be touched. Angry lumberjacks.
I've got to say, Ben, I love your columns. I look forward to them. And you're grumpier than I am, and I'm older than you.
Yeah, marginally older, Jeffrey.
So you're down in Manji. Why? Have you decided to eat your words, or did you decide to do a bit of gonzo journalism?
Well, there was a bit of stick in response to that article, and the editor, who's no stranger to controversy, suggested I come down. Now, I've got an understanding with every editor, which is I don't need to do what they say, and they don't need to pay me. So it was with a heavy heart that I started the journey down the Southwest Highway yesterday with Daniela, stayed last night at the most amazing little bed and breakfast you can possibly imagine called Lavender Cottage, which is in town.
I love that place.
And now we're just seeing a few of the other sites.
Lovely. So what did Paul Christo show you when you went to have a look at his workshop today?
Well, what we saw was a lot of marri.
Yes.
And we actually learned, well, Daniela wasn't learning because Daniela was bored by the whole experience, to be completely honest. But I learned a lot about creating furniture with a grain that goes in a circular motion so that when the wood moves, it moves in the right way, et cetera, and doesn't crack, which explains to me why all my homemade furniture is total crap.
So someone told me you can't even drive a nail, Ben.
No. Well, yeah.
He can't even drive a Camry. Now, what did you do last night? Did you venture into the pub where you so severely and savagely defamed?
I did go to the pub. I had a drink with a young bloke called Seth, who has got, I'm not sure if it technically meets the definition of mullet, because Steph's head was completely bald except for a flat ponytail at the back. But I'm going to claim it as a mullet. And Seth was a great guy. There was not one meth pipe that I could see anywhere in the pub.
Yes, indeed.
Having said that, I do look like an undercover narcotics officer everywhere I go, so maybe they were hiding it from me, I don't know. But it was good. It was good fun. It's a good little pub. It's just opening up a brewery out the back, and also a distillery. They're making their own vodka, and also arguably the greatest cider I have ever drunk in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ben
Hart. Yeah. Daniela was interested in that. More interested in the cider than she was in the tarry and marri form.
But how progressive is Manjimup now that they're prepared to drink cider?
Well, this is the thing with the town. The town is actually getting hipster.
Yeah.
And it is logical because they were a town dominated by flannel and beards, and that is like the hallmark of a good hipster. So maybe they were on this trajectory without even knowing it.
Yeah.
But there's the Southern Forest Roasting Company, which is a great little coffee place.
Yes.
Would hold its hipster own against anything in Northbridge or Mount Lawley or Highgate.
I completely agree. Yeah.
It is. And the Tall Timbers Brewery, which is going to have access to some of the cleanest water in the world, is going to be pumping out some IPAs that any jam jar drinking interest from North Perth would enjoy. So I think that the town is going to change its character over the next few years, whether or not it will.
You've drunk the Manjimup Kool-Aid.
Drunk it? Mate, I bought a house down here.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm so glad that they have they've shown you the great sights of my hometown, Harvey.
Yes, it is. It is good. I haven't made one gag about the best thing coming out of Manjimup being the South West Highway. I haven't made one gag about the best thing about Manjimup being close to Bridgetown. And
I think we just heard your column.
Yeah.
I hope someone's recording that.
Yeah. Take down some dictation. Now, when will we be seeing this great love letter to Manjimup, Ben Harvey? What edition of the West Australian?
I think it is scheduled to be in tomorrow's newspaper, tomorrow's West Australian.
Right.
But obviously that will be dictated by the editor, not me.
Yes. The editor. You've upheld your end of the bargain, so now he's got to come to the table. I'll go chat to him after the show.
Yeah, if you could have a word, make sure that it gives me adequate space, etc., that'd be great.
Love it. Ben Harvey, my friend, you're a good human. I'm glad you had a great experience down in Manji. We'll see you back in the office next week.
See you, Jana. See you, Jeffrey.
Cheers.